Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Asia, my name is Shelly Beasley. My husband was charged $59.89 yesterday on his checking account for something that came from you guys, and we don't even know who you are. Can you help me with that?
Okay, can I have your zip code, please, help you out?
35005.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
Jimmy Beasley or Shelly Beasley.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
5005 Kings Drive, Adamsville, Alabama.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Okay, so by looking at your account, ma'am, it looks like you had entered our contest to win a mixture, and you was enrolled into, like, our meal planner app, and we give customers a $20 rate to stay, and the meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb craving.
No, ma'am, we didn't do that. Could you refund that to him? We don't know.
Do you recall doing any type of surveys online?
Ma'am. I don't. Okay, we don't do those.
The meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb craving.
We still don't need it.
And we're giving customers a $20 rate to stay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is get your account counseled and get you transferred over to the fraud department. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
And I do want you to know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anybody who can place this order without your knowledge. So I do want you to confirm that you never made any of these charges. Is that correct,
ma'am? I don't remember doing it.
Yes, ma'am. Hold for just a moment. Thank you. So what I'm going to do is get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can help you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling Customer Support, and I hope you have a great day.